Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What is Stephen Brown talking about?
Don't scroll too far back. Stephen Brown. Stephen Brown, a while. All I did was ask, hey, who's pulling up on us tonight? I know Drew Down's coming and Dave Garcia's coming. And Stephen Brown just did Stephen Brown things in the chat. That's all it is.
All right, Stephen. All right, man.
Hey. My man living. We're going to be at Sky River tonight, Sky River Casino, 32 Brew Street. We're going to be out on the patio. We're going to be doing a live show unlike one we've ever done before because it's not going to be broadcast. It's not going to be on the radio. It's not going to be streaming. It's nothing. It's just us and you. Mm-hmm. And we are very, very excited to do this from 7 to 9 o'clock. Drinks will be flowing. Food will be out. We're going to head over to the humidor when it's over.
I might even Uber over there.
That's what we do.
Champagne in the can.
You got to learn. You got the company join on your.
Of course I don't. They don't give me any of this stuff.
Well, they sent it in an email like 2 years ago.
Do not remember.
And I didn't sign up for it. And then I went to Karosh. I was like, hey, do we still have that company Uber thing? And he found the email for me, sent it to me. Yeah, we use that everywhere. If we're working and there's alcohol, we use it. Because there will not be a headline that D'Lo and Katie are drunk, dry, like, never.
Forward your boy to email, you know what I mean?
I mean, have you ever tried to search something in our email before?
Well, that's true. That's a good point.
If you can do the next hour of the show by yourself, I could probably find it. Let me see what I could do here. Get my guy taken care of. Is the family coming? Anybody coming? I mean, obviously.
No.
Yeah, don't bring Ryan.
Well,
I got it. I'll forward it to you.
Yo, you found it as a shoot?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you how I found it.
Wow. Okay. Whoa. All right. Wow.
All I did was search Uber on our keyword search.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
that doesn't work for me because all of my receipts are in here. Oh, I found it. I found it. But go ahead. Send it to Kenny.
Look, man, my people are always looking out, man. Appreciate that.
I didn't sign up for this either. I should probably do that.
Yeah, do it. Like, it's the one thing the company pays for. Like,
I need that. And it is, you know, a lot of things can be considered work. Go to the Kings game.
Mm-hmm.
Working.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are working.
Champagne in the campaign in a little bit.
That's a shoot.
For sure. Good looking. Thanks, Philly.
Yeah. Shout out, Philly. It's the first time they'll ever get that. No matter what, the NBA season is going to end on Sunday. Mm. And they have stretched this out so damn long, the draft is Thursday.
That is perfect for them.
Like, we have 2 days, you know, Monday will just be, you know, the afterglow of the finals. Mm. Tuesday will be like the afterglow of the season. Wednesday is draft prep, and then Thursday is the freaking draft.
Bro, the winner on Game 7 has to hurry up and get their parade in. everybody that's supposed to be part of the parade for the winning organization, they probably have to be in New York by Wednesday. So they went on Sunday, parade going to be on Tuesday, and those people got to leave. That is
pretty wild.
That is cutting it close. But
shout out Polo L going old school. 8-hour draft show this year, question mark?
Let me ask you guys a question.
No.
Both of you guys here, give me a percentage that you think the Kings will be making a draft on Thursday. Now, are they still doing the thing where the second round is Friday?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So, yeah. Percentage.
Because I think that went really well last year.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I mean, they had Bronny too, so that worked out. But it was still good. I liked it. Percentage chance the Kings are making a pick on Thursday.
I'll go 50.
50?
Wow. Hey, Jake Fisher's telling everyone that they're telling them they might have a first-round pick. I'd assume either they're going to use that to make it or to trade it.
I'm going to go 0.
0?
They're not drafting on Thursday.
I don't know.
0% chance. I wouldn't give it a 0. I don't know if I'd go 50 either.
Maybe you trade into that lottery.
I'd go. It's closer to D'Lo, but I'd go 15%. I think there's a chance. There's a small chance.
I think they end up with a first-round pick. Mm. That's kind of where I'm at. I don't know if they're going to use it. That's why I'm at 50, but I think they end up with a first-round pick.
Mm. Why? Because Jake Fisher said so? On Jake Fisher.
Not that, but just also, like, they're really in on Jrue Holiday. It seems like it's been reported and stuff like that, and it's just... you're giving up DeMar DeRozan, which I don't think is happening. Like, I don't know. It's just all the tea leaves. Shout out KC. Point to them obtaining a first-round pick, I feel. There's a lot of smoke, I feel.
What do you think they have to do to get a first-round pick? Devin? Malik? Like a first-round pick in this draft. And, like, what do we – let's zero in on this a little bit further. What are we talking? 20s? Teens?
I'm so confused by what's going on with the Kings and what's a possibility.
It seems like there's a bunch of doors out there. It's just a matter of which one they want to walk through.
And I think we've heard them on every end of the spectrum. You know what I mean? Like, just nothing really happening. Small move really happening. This is seismic. Like, we've heard them all.
Have we heard a seismic move?
Yeah.
Like, for real?
Which one are you talking about?
I ain't going to say. I'm going to text y'all, though.
Like we've heard it for real?
I mean, it depends on what you classify as real.
Okay. Well, I'm going
to
sit.
Everyone, hold on. We're waiting on Kenny to text us.
Wait so Kenny can text.
Yeah, hold on.
That's
been talked about on the insiders and stuff.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. We've heard everything.
Rumblings. There was a tweet that was sent out the other day from
Legend
20
Count. Grand, you know, trade. We've heard a little medium one. We've heard it's
you
be
like
a bunch
this.
Of small
you
ones.
Like the New Orleans one because you like someone they had slotted there. I can't remember who it was. That's who it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
that. I
mean,
we've talked about that. We talked about on the air. We've talked about, you know, the rumors of them trading for 7, CJ McCollum, and I think like maybe a Herb Jones type guy. That seems like a lot for DeMontis Sabonis, maybe Devin Carter or something like that. Man, I'd really be pondering that deal if I was the king.
Do you think you could come away with RJ Barrett in the 9, or is it just Emmanuel Quickley in the 9? Because that's what I've been seeing. Just kind of thrown out there. 9 being, the Raptors pick.
I think you could get RJ. I don't see how you get both of them, though, because I've heard that, too. So both of them and the 9. As a matter of fact, you can't.
I mean, either player. I mean,
no,
one
I,
player
I,
and
no,
the
you
pick.
Mean,
yeah.
I knew, you mean either one. But I've heard people talking about both of them.
Oh, I got you.
That's a no-go. I think you could get Quickley in the 9 easier than you could get Barrett in the 9. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
I say all that to say, just originally, we've heard it all, right? We've heard, don't expect anything. Oh, well, you know, Fisher's staying. They're going to get a first-round pick. It lines up with potentially, like, where Miami's at and DeRozan and all this other stuff. Then we've heard, you know, the Big Bang Theory with Domas being involved in a trade for a top-10 pick.
I was telling the insiders earlier, maybe you get to trade into the lottery, and then maybe Ace Bailey's agent says one more stupid thing, and boom, Ace Bailey's a Sacramento King.
Yeah, that Ace Bailey story is getting very odd.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he has a target in mind and he's trying to get there.
Supposedly he's trying to get on the East Coast, Atlanta, New York.
Yeah.
Wants to play a lot.
Yeah.
His agent's trying to get paid for interviews and stuff.
Well, I look at it. That's crazy, too. I look at the draft order. There's no way he gets past Washington.
That's the betting favorite right now.
That is the betting favorite?
I think I saw that yesterday. Like, Washington's like the favorites to get him. Or at least if he gets to Washington, he's not going past there.
Yeah,
New Orleans is 7.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine him getting past 6. Those other places, look, you're in the NBA. You know, be a winner, young fella. Make it work. But I don't really blame him. I don't really blame him. We're looking at Philly.
Yeah.
Charlotte, Utah.
What do you mean? Charlotte a month ago was popping.
Charlotte is? I mean, I'm talking about that's how he looked at it.
Utah would be tough.
Utah would be really tough. I would Steve Francis this thing if I was ever drafted to Utah. I'd be so upset.
You'd be so upset if what?
I ever got drafted to Utah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there just goes 6 years of your life like Donovan Mitchell.
Although a lot of people seem to like Utah, man.
Yeah, a lot of
people
rocks.
Seem to like it.
I think
it's a boulder
the way,
right there.
Stephen A. Smith running around talking about Memphis. I drove across the country, and the only place we stopped where we were certain we were going to get robbed was Utah. We literally changed plans because we were certain we were going to get robbed in Utah.
By the way, I've been saying Thursday. Draft is on Wednesday. I thought it was on Thursday. It's Wednesday.
No, it's Thursday, Friday, isn't
it? It's Wednesday, Thursday. I'm not sure why they did that.
But are you sure?
It's usually tradition. Yeah, 25th is on a Wednesday.
Oh, that's hilarious. I didn't even look at the dates.
I didn't. It's been on Thursday for my entire life. It's never been on a Wednesday.
Did they move it to Wednesday last year? And Thursday night was the second night?
Potentially. I thought it was on Thursday. Thursday, Friday.
That's funny.
It was Wednesday, Thursday last year.
It says June 25th and 26th, and I just assumed that was Thursday and Friday.
It's been that way our entire lives.
Wow. All right.
Our entire life last
Wednesday
year.
Draft, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
So that makes it even crazier that the winner has to hurry up and have that parade.
Well.
GM got to go to Brooklyn on Wednesday morning. But I think I'm gonna put it at a 15% chance the Kings are making a pick on Wednesday.
Do the Kings obtain a pick from Wednesday? Then they have to use it.
First rounder?
First rounder. Do they have a pick in their possession at one point?
Okay, I'm asking for more questions. A 2025 pick? Or, like, oh, they get it.
Do they obtain a first? Yeah, we'll go this year. We'll go this year then. We'll go this year. Do they get a pick
I'll
to
say,
trade?
I'll keep that at 20% too. Keep that at 20%.
Would that be different if it was 2026 or 2027?
What
do you know, Kenny?
I don't know anything. But I think if they get a first-round pick, it'll be for this year. I'd be mildly surprised if they got a future first.
And do we feel any certain way about them reportedly telling people they're expecting to get a first-round pick and say they don't end up with one still?
That,
does that tell us anything?
That would kind of be the most bizarre thing ever.
Nothing happens.
They didn't get the pick. And they've just been telling people they have.
So now the excuse me, the other side of that is Jake Fisher's wrong.
That's the other thing I was thinking about. Like, what if they have never told anybody that? And I'm not Jake Fisher is connected. Once again, I'm not questioning his sources. But what if the Kings have never told anybody that?
Well, wouldn't that mean that he would just have to make that up?
Maybe they're saying they're trying.
Well,
tempting.
I don't think, to be clear, when we say stuff, I don't think Fisher's making this up.
Well, right. I mean, I'd imagine an agent probably went up to him and the Kings are expecting to get a first round pick.
Right.
Well, once again, to your point, I don't think guys like Fisher, guys like Sam Amy, I don't think they're ever making this stuff up. They're being told this stuff from people that they trust. So I agree with you on that. But
you think the agents could be lying then?
They could be
lying. They could be misinformed.
Embellishing,
yeah.
Because there are a lot of rumors out there about the Kings, too. I wonder how much of that is leaks and how much of that is just the off seasons here.
I mean,
I don't know.
Think about it like this. Think about it like this. Everybody remember this. We were told 3 weeks ago or so that the Kings would be looking for a point guard, and Trae Young and Darius Garland were going to be guys they were keeping their eye on. In those 3 weeks, do you think Trae Young is somebody that they're looking for?
No. So I go so far as to say is they hate Trae Young.
So just think about that when you hear these reports about what they're saying or what somebody is trying to put out there about the Kings.
Mm-hmm. Everyone has an angle.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what's yours?
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe this is a moment in Kings basketball where stuff gets done and it's not talked about in advance. Or maybe it's the continuation of an era where stuff gets talked about and not done.
Oh, that would be the worst. Don't sign me up for that.
Yeah, that would be great if you didn't. I don't really want any part of that. We've lived that. We're familiar with it. We've seen the movie. We've seen the sequel. We've seen the trilogy. Let's move along.
I didn't even want to see the sequel when I saw the sequel.
I didn't want to see the original, but we did. We did, and let's hope that Scott Perry is not a continuation of that.
Yeah, and I don't believe he is. I don't believe he is. I think Scott, look, I'll tell you straight up, things we've heard, he don't like Trae Young, all this other stuff. I disagree with him on that. Mm-hmm. You know, I would take a chance on Trae Young. So it's not like everything he says or does is perfect or correct, but I do trust him.
I don't trust his
decision making.
So we used to joke, not joke, it was real, but we used to make the remark that Monty McNair had a type, right? He liked older basketball players. He liked, especially coming out of the draft. He liked what you would constitute as high IQ guys. Scott Perry probably has a type too. I don't know what it is, but I do think he has a particular turnoff, and it is a high uses offensive player. Because we've heard enough to believe he's out on Trey. Someone in basketball told me he wasn't the biggest Jalen Brunson fan. After Jalen's breakout season against Dallas, heading into that free, he was like, he's probably still a role player. Like, I don't think this is really going to amount to anything. But Jalen is a high usage, as was very much highlighted in the Eastern Conference Finals. He's a high usage guard. And so maybe, as we start to piece some of these names together, maybe we don't know who Scott Perry likes, but maybe we can figure out who he doesn't.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah. Feels like Trae Young types are the guys he doesn't like. And once again, I kind of disagree with it, man. Like, I don't think you always need to take a chance on a guy like that, but in certain situations, And I'm not saying that this is Scott Perry right now, but in certain situations, I wouldn't be so close-minded to it either. I'd think about, all right, if we did go after a guy like Trae Young, who isn't necessarily my prototype of a point guard, how difficult would it be to make that work around a guy like him? Because if you get a Jrue Holiday type who you like, but you're so far away from being this top, in your opinion, you're so far away from being this top team with what you have to put around a Jrue Holiday, a Domas, a Zach LaVine, where it's not really pushing you forward that much. But if you get a Trae Young, if you get a Holiday, you got to add about 3 more pieces. If you get a Trae Young, you may have to add like 1.5 more pieces.
Well, Trae Young opens up a window too. Trae Young is someone you could build around for your future, I feel. Mm-hmm. Like, if you trade for Trae Young.
But why hasn't Atlanta then?
Because Atlanta doesn't know how to build a team. Atlanta's the Sacramento Kings of the East.
They are. They're on, what, is this Trae Young's third GM? Or second?
I can't remember if the GM went out with his first coach that he hated.
And third, fourth coach or something.
Yeah, he's, I mean, yeah, Jesse might have it.
A lot of similarities.
They're a slightly more successful version of the Sacramento.
Like, I don't think I can ever look at a Hawks team the last 5 or however many years Trae Young has been there and be like, yeah, he really wasted that group.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. Perfectly fine.
I mean, if anything, you could probably argue he's probably gotten the most out of these teams. Like, they're playing on first-round teams.
Does Jake LaRavia keep doing interviews, or do I just keep seeing the same Jake LaRavia interview pop up over and over again?
I think he keeps doing interviews.
It's on a media tour right now. Sacramento Kings, please take me back.
Hey, salute. It's just kind of crazy. It's like
Jake LaRavia's provocative, gets people going.
Man.
We'll have Jake LaRavia on the show next week. No, I was playing.
Jake's gonna call Jesse. Hey, Jesse, it's Jake. Hey, huh?
What's up? I'm here. What's up?
He's just outside the studio. Hey, I rang the doorbell. I couldn't get in.
Our guy Buddha's in the chat, man. He says Jrue is a top 20 point guard. Still, that is an upgrade. Is Jrue a top 20 point guard right now?
Sure, he is.
But that's not what the Kings need.
Sure. Okay, well, wait, what do you mean?
It's just, like, I'll say it every time he gets brought up. Like, he's 35, 34 now. He's already started to decline. Didn't shoot the 3-ball well last year. Stepped slower on defense. It's like, you expect that to kind of just progressively decline. It's just, for what the Kings are, like, you don't need that right now.
Maybe it was a bad culture in Boston.
They just want to ring. What are you talking about? Jrue needs to go to a team that's just ready to win now.
But to Buddha's point, like, it is.
You need Jrue to be a guy here.
I got you. I hear you.
It's like if Jrue goes to a contending team, it's like, yeah, we just need you to play make a little bit, just kind of do your thing and not too much else. Like, that's perfect. But
Jrue, a traditional point guard.
Yeah.
You still have Zach LaVine here. It's your score. Is it that crazy?
I don't like it.
This is where we think the first comes into play, right? Like, the first would have to go to Boston?
I'd assume, yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. Because in reality, you probably need both. What are you looking at?
Trying to count it.
You got to. Oh, you're 20. Trying to. Oh, come on, man.
I think he is. I think we've gotten to like 14 or 15.
Is he better than Mike Conley on your list?
Yes, he's better than.
I got
what is
him.
Going
I got
on?
Him better than Mike Conley.
I'm just asking. It's kind of like a little
I got
bar
him
right
better
there.
Better than Mike
Conley. Mike Conley's the bar?
Well, I'm just kind of seeing where Casey's mind's at.
About the same age.
he's about 14, 15.
Okay. Who's in that range then, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
About 14, 15.
You got him better than Jordan Poole?
Yes. So, I mean, I do. But I have LaMelo better than him.
That's
is that
fine.
Like
yeah,
a
yeah.
But is that a contradiction?
No, it's different, no. I don't know how to explain, but yeah, it's different. LaMelo's better.
So do you want a point guard like LaMelo or Jordan Poole or Trae Young or whoever, or like Jrue Holiday or Fred
VanVleet? For me, it was always Trae Young. That's the one where I was like, yeah, get Trae Young.
That's the guy.
You want the score. You want Trae.
That's a guy one. Because I could tell you how well, hold on, build where's, a team.
Let me go back to ChatGPT and see what it says about building a winning basketball team.
I could tell
team.
You how I would build a team.
Key trick. You need shooting ability, basketball IQ, style of play.
Well, yeah, once again.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And you got to decide your style of play and your philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first, at least the ChatGPT. That's
ChatGPT says, point guard, the floor general. A good point guard is usually an excellent ball handler, decision maker, and passer. They create plays for the team. Is Trae Young any of those?
Mm-hmm.
LaMelo?
Yeah.
Drew?
He is. He's not okay. The scorer, though.
Well, scoring isn't listed.
I thought you had said scoring.
Excellent ball handler, decision maker, and passer.
Yeah, that's from the 50s.
This is from ChatGPT, Kenny.
ChatGPT, they need to get out of the 70s and get into 2025. Your point guard got to be able to put up some points.
Well, that's where your shooting guard comes into play, Kenny.
See what I'm saying? See? Who is the Bob Cousy in control of this?
I don't know that Bob Cousy controls ChatGPT.
Now, so here's the thing, and here's what I would like to know from you guys, from the chatty house. Anybody wants to call? 916-909-1320.
Okay, so I switched it back. You're going to love this. To building a winning basketball team. You have to start with a clear vision and philosophy, and it gives you three different types of playing. Balanced approach. A defensive first team or a fast-paced offense. Teams that play up-tempo, looking to score quickly, get easy, fast-break points. You need players who are quick, athletic, and can shoot in transition.
I like that. It's still a little vague, though. All of it's vague. I can break it down.
All right, Kenny will build us a winning basketball team. Finally, took all week, but we are here. How will the Sacramento Kings become winners? That's next year on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. right. Sky River Casino tonight, 32 Brew Street, 7 to 9, an evening with D'Lo and Casey. First time we've ever done this. We hope you can come hang out with us.
Have a good time tonight.
This evening. Yeah, it's a Friday, too.
Yeah.
Had to beg and plead, but we got it. We got a Friday night.
Have a good time tonight, baby.
Out on the patio. Weather is gorgeous, by the way. It's like 80 degrees outside. Yeah, we're going to be out on that patio, man. It's going to be a good night tonight. 32 Brew Street, Sky River Casino. Come hang out with D'Lo and Casey. We've got a live show, not on the radio, not on streaming or anything like that. Just me, Kenny. We got microphones. We're going to throw a microphone out to you. It's going to be more interactive than anything we've ever done at Sky River. It's going to be a good time tonight.
Yes, indeed.
Now Kenny's going to build us a winning basketball
team. Well, you know, I think this is the best way. Now, look, the thing that's so interesting about this type of stuff is I don't think there's one set way to do it. Just like Chat GPT said, there's different ways to go about it. You know, just depends on your philosophy and how you want to mold your team. But I know me personally, there's always like the jokes of the unethical basketball team and all this other stuff. And it's fun. It's cool. It don't bother me. But there is a method to what I'm saying. Like, clearly I wouldn't want 5 20-point scorers. That doesn't work.
Okay.
That doesn't work. Like, one of the reasons why I'm always saying, the Kings need to look at this player score, is because I believe you need to have three guys in the starting lineup that can get 25 at any time or each and every night. The capability to get that. You need three guys that can do that. So preferably I want them on all three levels. I want my point guard to be able to do it. I want a wing and a big, preferably. Mm-hmm. That would be the way I would try to build that roster. Then the other two guys that are in the starting lineup, they're really just defensive guys. I want to be able at both levels, on the perimeter and on, you know, around mid-range or the paint. I want them to be able to do whatever I need to do on the defensive end or rebounding. And any points they give us is gravy. Think Mitchell Robinson. You know what I mean? If I got three guys that can score 25 at any time, I'll take a Mitchell Robinson and a Caruso. That works. That works because I'm not relying on their scoring. I can just focus and just go sick that guy over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Lock up, rebound, do all that. Also, mind you, the guys that score, they don't have to be one trick pony. Like, you can score and still go rebound. You can score and still be a decent defender.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not asking you to be my best defender or anything like that. I got my guys that can give buckets. Then I want a sixth man like a Malik Monk type that can come in and change the game on the offensive end at any point in time. So he could give you 20. You know what I mean? Like, because this guy's explosive off the bench. Got the sixth man like that. And then the rest of my bench guys, according to like wherever whatever position that sixth man plays, whether he's a guard or a wing, my other three guys or so off the bench, that's more defense and toughness and shooting. That's what I do want all the time. You don't have to be a scorer, but I want almost anybody on my team to be able to shoot. Like, you can't leave them open. I don't want no Jared Vanderbilts. Do not want one of those. Everybody, you may get two shots a game, but they leave you open for that corner three. That's buckets. And you look at the way the team is built. I've got enough scoring to go with anybody, but I've got these defensive dogs that can match up with anybody as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, you know, somebody says so, Michael says so, of four of the top six bucket getters, too many. I disagree. This is 2025. It's 2025. I think bare minimum, you need three guys that can get you 25 points at any point in time. Bare minimum. And you look at the two teams.
The Kings have one?
They got
maybe
two. Are we assuming DeMar?
Well, yeah, like that was the other one.
DeMar's here. They got two. Okay. I don't.
He can't. He can't.
He averages 19.
He won't. Yeah, but he won't. He won't. He's been consistent through his entire career. Domas will not shoot the ball more. Mm-hmm. He won't. Yeah. So, no, he can't get you 25. So
that's just not his game. Like, that's just not who he is as a player.
Right. Right. So, look at the two.
Literally talking about 2 to 3 more shots, but whatever.
Look at the two teams that are playing right now. They actually, I didn't even think about this when I was thinking about building a team, but they've got that form. Look at OKC.
Okay.
SGA.
Give me the, okay.
SGA, yep. Jalen Williams, check, can give you 25 at any time.
Okay.
Dort.
Yep.
Or Hartenstein or Caruso, whoever start, yep. They just focus on defense, making life a living hell.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that they're maybe missing a little bit is the guy off the bench that can score, but they supplemented that with just crazy
bunch of guys.
Defenders.
Yeah.
And they're crazy defenders.
Yeah.
OKC is. Plus, the other reason why I like to have three guys that can give you 25 at any time is I can always, worst case scenario, have two of them on the floor at all times. I got two offensive threats, true offensive threats on the floor at any time. That means that defense can never really rest,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, get people in foul trouble, things like that. Look at Indiana. You got Ty, you got Siakam, and Miles Turner. Yeah, I guess so. Maybe not. But they supplement that with guys like Nesmith, who can score. Nembhard. Some people think Nembhard is a guy that can get you 25 at any point in time. And then you look at that bench, and they've got a guy like Benedict Mathurin or Obi Toppin, excuse me, that can come off the bench and give you 20. And then you just got these dogs on the defensive end. Like, they just keep going through it. Like, say what you want about the defensive end of the floor, and that is needed. All these, look at the top four teams that were in the conference finals. They all had three guys that could give you buckets.
Can I poke holes in Oklahoma City a little bit, maybe?
Sure, go ahead.
Chet played 32 games this year.
Mm-hmm.
He scored 25 or more three times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's got – no. I'm looking at a guy that's capable of it, right? Like, I don't – capable of it without it being like, oh, I didn't plan for that. Like, that's ridiculous. If Lou Dort's going to get 25, I'm just going to tip my hat. Like, not like that. Like, if I know you laid out the number, but if Chet got 25
– No, it's not like shocking. I mean, right. He's 20 plus – again, this is 32 games, not 82. 32 games. 20 plus 10 times. Mm. So it's not – it's not crazy.
Yeah, just the idea of the type of player I'm looking for.
All right.
That's what that is.
Okay.
That's how I get down. That's the way I would build. Like I said, there's a number of different ways to go about building a winner. But this came up to me because it feels like, could be wrong, could just be reading too many comments, tweets, or whatever, but it feels like Kings fans just want five guys that play defense. They don't want that. Well, oh, you only want a bucket getting. No. Move the ball, and we need some defenders.
Do they?
They don't like any scores.
You know better than I do because I just don't. Mm-hmm. I don't. But is it more, no, we want to get defenders on this team and maybe one or two and then fill out the rest with whatever? But like the way you laid that out, the Lou Dorts, the Alex Caruso – we don't have any of those. Mm-mm. Like, maybe Keon?
Keon and Keegan are close. But remember I said if Keegan's
close?
He's close. He's close.
I'm going to run some.
He's close.
Okay.
It depends, but it also depends on what you're asking him to guard.
Everything.
That he can't do that. He can't do that. But I think three, depending on who it is, 3 to 5. He's more 3 to 5 than he is 3 to 1.
Guarding.
Mm-hmm.
Got you.
So he can do that. Keon is 1 to 3. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if I had a situation where I had Trae Young, Zach LaVine, and I guess Domas, mm-hmm. as I'll say Domas. I'll just say.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
As my 3 scoring guys, I can be like, Keegan, I don't need you to get 19. I need you to get a cool 13 to 15 and lock up.
Who would be, again, in the fictitious world, DeMar DeRozan is here, mm-hmm. which acting like he can't possibly be here is kind of crazy, but whatever. Who's, if you had to pick one guy and you say this individual is more likely to be my third scorer to go along with LaVine and DeMar, would you say it's DeMar? And we're talking about the capable of getting you 25 plus on
DeMar's
any given
here.
DeMar is here. Mm-hmm. So it's clearly it's LaVine and it's DeMar. Mm-hmm. The third guy. Would you put your money on it being Domas or Keegan Murray?
That's tough. And I agree with Gilbert. Malik.
And let me, it's not Malik. We have to, like, Malik has a role. It's not, and he might, but, like, Malik would be the Lou Dort, in my opinion, where it's like, man, Malik got 25. That's big time for us.
Over Domas and Keegan?
Yeah. Like, to do, so you're talking about on a semi-regular basis. Uh-huh. Regular basis. Malik's not going to do that any. Malik's not going to do that. He's not. Come on, man. I love Malik. Malik is...
I understand what you're saying. But once again, more than those other two, if you write Malik out, I'd probably say Domas.
Domas over Keegan. Now, can I tell you the reason I asked that? Mm-hmm. Is we talked about Domas averaging the 19 or whatever. And... he is very consistent throughout his entire career in his field goal attempts. He shoots a 60-plus percent from the field. And I don't know that he'll ever change from that. When you talk about stretching from 19 to 25.
No, he has no chance of that.
That's why I'm like Keegan's entering his what?
Talk about averaging.
Fourth year?
Yeah.
We're asking Keegan to do something he's never done before. But in Domas's case, we're asking him to break a habit of doing something that he has done his entire career. Not only do something he's done his entire career, he's done it very well. Mm-hmm. Again, he's a 60%+ shooter from the field. He when you look at it, 11, 12, 13 to every year, that's how many shots he takes. Mm-hmm. Keegan. Hey, bro, let me holler at you real quick. Need you to be a more aggressive. You're going to be one of our top scoring options. Again, I understand you're asking him to do something he's never done before, but you're not asking him to break a habit.
But but here's the conundrum with it. You're asking him to do something I don't think he's capable of. He doesn't have enough in his repertoire to average that type of shoot. Like Sabonis, here's the difference between the two. He may not be willing, but he's capable in some respect. That's up for debate too. But if you're at 19 and you're not shooting, I think you have the capability, if you got a little more greedy, to get there. Keegan, he doesn't have the skill set. He just can't do it. And jokingly, when somebody put up, that's why I put Malik up there. I think Malik, 25 is a lot. But also, averaging 25 either.
No, I hear you. You know, Malik, 25 plus, this is just last year, 10 times in 65 games.
How many Domas do it? How many times Domas do it?
Standby, please.
Talk amongst back yourselves. And forth.
No, I got you. Hang on. Probably should have opened a different tab instead of just.
And I know that probably seems like I'm hating on Keegan a little bit, not trying to. I haven't seen enough in his game to make me think.
25 for Domas. 25 plus is 13. Domas, I'm sure, played 70-something games. 70 games last year. 25 plus 13 times. He's got a couple 24s and 23s in here also.
And Lotus Prime says, Keegan can't do it, feels wild. We've seen him do it. Yes, I've seen Trey Lyles.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, but we're talking about regularly. We're not talking about.
I've seen, yes, he can score 25 in a game. I'm talking about consistently get to a level where we're not even batting an eye at a 25-point game from him.
Keegan Murray did it twice last year.
He just doesn't have that skill set, in my opinion. I haven't seen enough. Maybe there's a whole
10 times the year before.
Maybe there's a whole part of his game that I haven't seen yet. But I don't see the shot creation. I don't see the variance of being able to score on all three levels.
Man.
I don't see the handle. I don't see the ability to get to the line.
Only twice his rookie year.
Yeah. I just don't see it. And I don't know if they can show this. I would think 25 is a lot. I remember when Malik went down last year.
Mm-hmm.
The year before, I guess. And they needed scoring. It was just him and Fox and, Keon and all this other stuff. And we said Keegan has to step up his offensive aggression. He did do it. I think he got to about 18 shot attempts a night. And I think his points per game went up as well. But I don't know how many times he got to 25 in that stretch.
See, like this the is last the, month. You talking season. About Keegan?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what year was this? Not last year, but the year before?
Mm-hmm.
That was the most he's ever done, and I can go back and look. The one that's pissing me off is Domas. Domas can do it. He just doesn't. He absolutely can. He just doesn't. He scored. What was this last year? What year is this? No, this is 22, 23. He scored 34. He was 15 of 20. He scored 31. He was 21 of 18. Do you know what a real thing to look at with Domas is? Has he ever taken over 20 shots?
Mm.
Oh, here's one. One time that season he took 23. Oh, he's probably mortified by it.
What do you know the date of that?
I do.
What was it?
It is March 13th.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like December. And he's like, I'll never do that again.
No, March 13th against Milwaukee. They lost 133 to 124. Domas played 39 minutes, 11 of 23 from the field, 23 points, 17 rebounds, and 15 assists. There is no reason at all that we shouldn't be talking very regularly about Domantas Sabonis being one of the best players in the league. Last year, he took 20-plus field goal attempts how many times?
3 times.
Exactly. 20, 21, and 22. What? Oh, my gosh. He did it twice in December. Wow. Wow, Domas. Really got crazy. Really got crazy.
Been too selfish out
here. That was probably his worst shooting game of the season. He was 8 of 22 against, that was the Pacers game. That Pacers game.
Jeez. So what, did he shoot 20 times against the Lakers or the Pistons? Because then you say it was back-to-back games?
No, it wasn't back-to-back. Oh, it's 2 in December. The other one was Denver, the
DeMar game?
Yeah, on the 16th.
Mm. Yeah, they...
It's tough. We call that the DeMar game. That's tough.
Yeah.
tough.
That... And to your earlier point, I mean, I don't know if he's going to come into this season and be like, I'm shooting more.
Yeah, like, he's not. He's absolutely not.
That doesn't seem to be in his blood.
He's absolutely not.
Seem to be in his DNA.
Oh, jeez. Meanwhile, the guy who scored 25 or more the most times last year is the one everyone assumes isn't on this team.
Keep saying.
So remember, the numbers were 10. 2, 12, and 26.
And that's why, and this goes a roundabout way of explaining, like, oh, Kenny won a shooter. Bro, you need somebody who's going to shoot the ball. You need somebody who's going to score. And I think in 2025, you need like 3 of those guys just to even have a chance.
I'm trying to – I have to eyeball this because I can't – oh, maybe – is that it? 22 games? They were 14-8?
When he scored 25 or more?
Yeah.
I could,
14-8.
We talked about it during the season. Like, DeMar would shoot too much in the fourth quarter and lose a game. Like he did against New Orleans before the All-Star break. And people would harp on that like that happens every night.
Mm-hmm.
It was literally like 3 games where that happened. Every other game, he did a hell of a job of getting this team either the win or an opportunity to win with his scoring.
Yeah.
And I just never understood. When the Kings would lose, somehow it would be because DeMar shot the ball and
shot everybody out of the game.
I never understood that. If you don't think that his style is conducive to this particular Kings team winning or the fit isn't right, that's one thing. But we were in real time,
mm-hmm.
and this guy would have 30 in a night in a Kings win, and it would be like, did you see what Keon Ellis did on defense? And DeMar would miss the last 5 shots of the fourth quarter in a loss, and this is why you'll never win. DeMar DeRozan just being selfish. All right, guys. I don't know what he did to y'all.
Chicago Bulls West. You know what would be funny? If the season starts and DeMar's still here.
Was that
James would jump through Jesse's window like it was Marty Jannetty in the barbershop. Just dive through it.
Okay, before we leave, we're doing percentages. What's the percentage of that? He starts
only slightly higher than them not getting a first-round pick. I had them at 0% chance of moving back into the draft.
Yeah, I'll go 2% for that one.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think the percentage is very high, but
I don't think
maybe this is just crowd noise.
Feels like, I don't know, like DeMar's great if he wasn't 36 or 35, however old he is. Like,
let
DeMar.
Me, what if, I know the reasons that this isn't realistic, but hypothetically, what if someone was like, you know who I really like? Zach LaVine. And they traded Zach LaVine. Does it make it more likely that DeMar is still here? Or is it just another trade?
I think it would if he was open to it.
Is the problem with DeMar that LaVine is here? Because it feels like the problems with DeMar started from a fan perspective well before
LaVine. I feel like it's his contract, but also like DeMar was supposed to be here with Fox and Sabonis. Those guys aren't here anymore. And
well, people were bitching about it when they were here. Sabonis is still here.
Yeah, that's,
he's only traded in your mind.
That's Monty's thing, but like, well, yeah, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. All right. But like, DeMar's 35, 36, or whatever. He's got a year and a non-guaranteed year after that. Like, he's just better off suited somewhere else. Like, I just don't think he fits here anymore. Like, you're not building out your future with DeMar DeRozan.
I understand.
We'll talk about this on Monday, but why would DeMar want to go to Miami?
Why would anyone want to go to Miami?
See, Miami is not close to anything like, but the water.
Unless, well, and that's the thing. Like, if you're going to Miami to go to Miami, great.
Right.
But if you're going to Miami for basketball, what are you going to do?
Be mid.
And this is true for DeMar or Kevin Durant. Yeah.
Bam, at least take shots.
Well, damn.
Well, he's not wrong. We hope to see you tonight at Sky River Casino, 32 Brew Street. We're out there from 7 to 9. Please come through. Hang out. We're going to do a live show out there. We've got guests pulling up on us. We've just got people we're going to hand the microphone to. It's going to be very interactive. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be the most fun we've ever had at Sky River Casino. So we hope to see you tonight. And we've got some stories to tell, just like Biggie. From 7 to 9, 32 Brew Street tonight. If not, we'll see you back here Monday at 10 a.m. on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Gigantes!
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.